Many in Barbados will recall the disruption that occurred when sewage was running on the south coast of the island. Since the change of government, there has been an improvement in this situation, with the building of an outfall pipe as a temporary measure to take the sewage out to sea. But periodically, residents and business owners are getting an odor, which some are linking to the sewage system itself. Today, the Water Resources Minister said there are no leaks. He links it to either rotting vegetation in the Graham Hall Swamp or to the sargassum seaweed. But how does that square with the assessment of resident Adrian Donovan, whose voice has been heard quite a lot on the issue in the past?
Well, what I can tell you, after discussions with a number of residents and on personal investigation, which took place between the affected areas that was the problem was occurring from as far down as the Garrison, coming up to Hastings, Worthing, Rendezvous, Dover, St. Lawrence Gap, there is absolutely no smell right now. But what I can tell you is that over the period of time, and from time to time, when there is the flushing of the mains that has been an ongoing process, sometimes you get a scent once in a while. But it comes and goes, it's nothing major. And I also read on the Facebook page that somebody had mentioned about sewage on the street. Again, this was investigated. It was found that there was only a leakage in one of the mains in front of the Worthing Post Office, which was water caused by the recent rains we had last weekend. And the authorities from the Water Authority came and actually verified it, that it was just drain water. So at present, David, there's no sense or there's no smell in the atmosphere. But as you will know, this is scientific, so anything could change from day to day.
And what has the adjustment been like for people like yourself and businesses in the area?
Well, I'm happy to report that the businesses that were closed have now reopened. As you've read in the local press, the mobile gas station that operated in front of KFC was closed for the entire duration of the sewage project. Burger King has now replaced that and will open in a matter of months. And then the Stream Restaurant, which was also closed during the duration of the project, which is located at the bottom of the Graham Hall Sanctuary. That project is now being renovated and has recently opened to a new owner who now runs a sports bar. So businesses have returned to the area. There has been, from reports, a slight increase in patronage. And so far, everything is, like I said, be pretty much satisfied with the communication between all parties involved. And you always see from time to time work continues.
And what are your lingering concerns?
Well, my main concern and concerns of the residents came out of the town hall meeting, whereby you saw a proposal sent to the town planning department regarding a massive structure on the Accra Beach. And although we have been given the assurances from the relevant authorities that it would not put a burden or strain on our present system, it is still felt that when these massive structures are going to be in the air, especially on the south coast, that these particular property owners should be told from the town planner that they must have in their plan some kind of treatment plant or some kind of system in place so as not to put a full burden on the present sewer system, which, as we all know, is not working 100%.
And what response have you had so far?
Well, the response from the town hall meeting was very supportive. A lot of comments was going to that there, because we saw not too long ago another massive structure here at Maxwell Coast Road built by Sandals. And the reports was that that structure also put a lot of pressure on the present system. I can't say right now with any certainty, but I knew that when we had the issues, there were three properties that were taken off the South Coast Project main line, as the best way to put it, and was diverted to the sewage plant in Bridgetown. I have not been told yet if those three properties have returned to the South Coast main. I have to ask that question. But as it is now, we're all waiting to see if the developers are going to submit a revised plan for this new structure that has been placed on Acre Beach.
South Coast resident Adrian Donovan.
Here's a surgical tip. Having health insurance doesn't guarantee good health, but it certainly helps with some sort of relief. Contact your Sagicor financial advisor for more information.